WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Stressed, overwhelmed, beating yourself up over every little mistake? Well, I've been there, trust me. But guess what? There's a secret weapon that can change the game. Self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Think of it like this. Life is one big learning curve, right? We're all stumbling, tripping, and sometimes even face-planting on our way to becoming the best versions of ourselves. But instead of berating ourselves for every misstep, what if we treated ourselves with a little kindness? A little understanding? That's exactly what self-compassion and self-forgiveness are all about. They're not about being complacent or letting yourself off the hook for bad decisions. No, it's about recognizing that you're human, flawed, beautiful, and capable of incredible things, even when you mess up. Here are 5 key takeaways to really help us understand the power of these 2 amazing tools. First, self-compassion is a superpower. It allows us to respond to challenges with calmness and resilience instead of getting swallowed whole by fear or anxiety. Remember that time you bombed a presentation? You might have panicked, told yourself you were a failure, and retreated into self-doubt. But what if, instead, you acknowledged your nerves, gave yourself a pep talk, and learned from the experience? That's self-compassion in action, turning a potential disaster into a stepping stone for growth. Second, self-forgiveness is essential for moving forward. You know that feeling when you replay a mistake over and over in your head, letting it consume you with guilt and regret? It's exhausting, right? But holding on to past mistakes only hinders your ability to create a happy and fulfilling future. By practicing self-forgiveness, you release the burden of those mistakes, allowing yourself to learn from them and embrace new possibilities. Third, self-compassion isn't about being selfish, it's about prioritizing your well-being. Taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Just like you wouldn't expect your car to run on empty, your emotional and mental health needs regular refueling. Self-care practices like meditation, exercise, spending time in nature, they all contribute to that vital self-compassion tank. Fourth, cultivating self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and practice. Be patient with yourself, just like you would be with a friend going through a tough time. There will be setbacks, moments of doubt, and maybe even a few epic meltdowns. But remember, every step you take towards greater self-compassion is a victory worth celebrating. And finally, remember that you are worthy of love, acceptance, and kindness, from yourself first and foremost. You are unique, valuable, and capable of amazing things. Don't let fear or self-criticism hold you back. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your strengths, and treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer to someone you cherish. Now, I want you to think about a time when you were incredibly hard on yourself, maybe after a mistake, a setback, or even just a bad day. How did that self-criticism make you feel? Did it empower you to learn and grow, or did it leave you feeling drained, defeated, and stuck? I bet it made you feel pretty lousy, right? The truth is, we all deserve a little grace. We're human beings, not robots programmed for perfection. So next time you find yourself slipping into that self-critical spiral, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath, offer yourself a kind word or two, and remember, you are worthy of love and compassion, starting with your own. Remember these key takeaways. Self-compassion is a superpower. Self-forgiveness is essential for growth. Prioritizing your well-being isn't selfish, it's a necessity. Cultivating self-compassion takes time. And most importantly, remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance. Go out there and treat yourself with the kindness and respect you deserve. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little dose of self-love. Let's spread the power of self-compassion one person at a time. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.